Kiernan, you find yourself running through the trees. It's nighttime and a wicked-looking moon casts an eerie glow all around you. A mist drifts around your feet, and when that and the moon glow meet, they cast an unnatural yellowish tinge. You have been running for what feels like days, yet the sun never seems to appear. You have no idea how they found you. The Cristae's men have been quite diligent in their search. You thought you'd escape their grasp, but no one deserts the Don Sabah. It's foolish to think that you would just be able to leave, Martell. But if you give up now, his punishment will be even worse. A true warrior would never let himself be captured, even in desertion. Your weakness truly knows no bounds, Phelan. Cristae's voice echoes in your head. Then, like a beacon in the night, the light of the tree line comes into view. The candlelight in the farmhouse window is barely visible, but its glow is unmistakable. Perhaps you could hide there. Changelings are not supposed to mix with the outside world without permission from Lorianne, so perhaps the soldiers will stop their chase and leave you there. As you finally break the tree line, they are almost on you. You can hear their breath as they come into view. Four Don Sabah scouts stalk towards you, their swords gleaming in the moonlight and slick with something. Blood? No, it's not the right color. They stop and part as the form of Cristae comes into view between them. But his eyes, they're not right. They're solid white. And then you realize that all of them have the same eyes, and their swords all drip with that strange yellow fluid. They look to the sky in unison and begin to bay an unearthly howl. And you watch, frozen in terror, as they begin to tear at their clothes and then at their flesh. Beneath their torn skin, slick black fur covers them from head to toe. They go down on all fours as they complete their transformation. And then the wolves look up, and in a moment, lunge for you. You wake up, coated in sweat, and realize you slept most of the day away. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We are the Architects of Entropy, and this is episode 10. Guys, 10 episodes. We made it. This is it. This is it. We're done. 10. Limited series. I think we're going to keep going. How are you guys feeling about, you know, getting 10 eps under your belt?
I feel like we finally made it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the big time.
Yeah, this big time now. Double digits, guys. Double digits.
The paparazzi's outside my door all the time now.
Yeah, I know. They won't leave me alone. All the podcast groupies, you know, it's crazy. It's nuts.
I must have kept a lower profile.
So last we left you, a lot of stuff happened. So you're now, I believe, officially been in Malshar for like 2 whole weeks.
Wow.
In game. And in that time, you learned that the tunnel going under the city goes off outside of the city and keeps going west to who knows where. And you also learned that whatever was down there, be it those Duergar or other burrowing creatures, have cut into the sewers, and something is probably running around, and the sewers go all over the city. You guys ran around town and learned some stuff. Razor, you talked to a bunch of official people in town. You're kind of the spokesperson of the group as far as, you know, law and order goes.
Well, that's going to turn out great.
Well, you say that, but you actually got a good working relationship with the public works and guard people in the lower half now. Good terms with them. Though, as it turns out, there's not much they're able to do because there's been an onslaught of issues that they're all dealing with. The sewer workers have slowly been taken over by very disreputable people for some reason. And the guards have their hands full with all the street crime that's going on. You also heard rumors of disappearances. You heard a rumor that there were possibly 1,000 or a couple thousand Claudian soldiers parked outside of town. And the farms that supply a lot of the food to Malshar have been plagued with weird wolf attacks. And Kiernan took some work on the farms and did at least see those weird wolves. And now we're going to pick back up with you on the farm. But Kiernan, you woke late in the day after having a terrible dream and got your friends together Azika and Razor, and it's now around dusk. The sun has just about gone down, and you have staked out an area. There's a copse of trees that are about 100 feet away from the tree line going off into the forest that goes east of Malshar and then to the coast, which is where Kiernan saw the wolves before. And you've just been waiting for a while. You haven't seen anything? How are you staking this out?
I'm probably up in a tree.
Okay, so you're taking a post in the tree, Razor, Azika?
I can climb up the tree too.
Okay.
That leaves Razor groundbound, or if Razor's cool with coming up the tree too.
Yeah, I can climb up a tree, I suppose. I mean, I can always fall out of the tree later when I want to.
I can fall out of this tree at any time.
All right. I'm not going to go through the indignity of making Razor make a bunch of athletic rolls to climb up a tree. I'm sure he would make them just fine, because I'm sure you're fairly strong anyway. So I would assume you're probably not the most graceful climber.
No, especially in armor.
Oh, God, yeah. All right, so you post yourselves up in that tree, and you watch that tree line for about an hour or so. And as you start to think that perhaps, you know, there'll be no wolf sign tonight, everyone can give me perception of
19.
Okay.
I only got a 9.
I got a 13.
Okay. So, the first person to spot something will be Zika. Zika, you spot actually some movement coming from over diagonally to your right. You see a small amount of movement in the trees, and then you see a shape come into view, and that shape is a small to medium size wolf that is just tearing ass through the tree line. And if he continues in this pace, or he or she continues in this pace, they will be going maybe about 20 feet by the trees, but not necessarily heading towards the farm, just kind of heading off in a random direction.
Going out on my guard, waiting up here. When are these bloody... Oh, wait, over there. There's one. That's tearing over. You see it?
And you all see this wolf. It is running pretty quickly. And every once in a while, you do see it stop and look back and then start to go again.
It's being chased.
Does it look like a normal wolf, or is it one of the infected ones? Can we tell?
Give me another perception.
16?
As far as you can tell, I know, granted, you don't have the benefit of being able to see in the dark, but it's not so dark that you're going to be limited. It appears to have the shape of a normal wolf. It's moving normally, though it's definitely agitated, but it doesn't look like those other wolves.
I don't think it's one of the infected ones.
And then as you say that, everyone can give me another perception.
Do we let it go or do we follow it?
Maybe we should wait to see what's chasing it.
21.
16.
14.
Okay. You all are not surprised as a bunch of other shapes come out of the woods, and you pretty much can clock them almost right away, Kiernan. These are larger wolves. There's 5 of them. There's 4 that seem to be following one large wolf in the center, and they are loping after that smaller wolf, and they're gaining. They're moving pretty quickly, but you all can see there's just something wrong about their gait. Some of them are even like running on 3 legs, favoring a leg, but it doesn't seem to have slowed them down. And as they come out, they're heading off in the direction of that wolf. And the one in the center looks up into the tree, and it looks like they have noticed you and are heading in that direction. So I'm going to ask you guys to roll initiative.
20.
22.
And 15.
You guys are quick to react. So, Kiernan, we're going to start with you.
Are we agreed that we have to stop them?
Yes.
I will shoot at the one in the middle, the big one.
Okay.
That is not great. 14.
14 does hit.
Oh, good. So I shoot an arrow from my longbow and do 9 points of damage.
All right. That definitely seems to affect it. Zika.
This seems like the perfect time to use Entangle.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know how closely they are clustered together, but I will target a 20-foot square that seems to get the most of them. They will have to make a strength saving throw of 14 as a bunch of green vines and weeds sprout up from the farmland and start to wrap themselves around the wolves' legs, tails, and snouts.
Okay, I will say that you can get three of them. The three in the back, the big lead wolf is out front, and the, you know, what you might assume is the beta is behind him. So you can get the three in the back. The two in the back are entangled. The one of them just kind of slips over it. So there are definitely two that are currently entangled. That will take us to Razor.
How close is the lead one? Is I slide down this tree and I engage it in melee this round, or should I shoot it?
It's about 40 feet away from you.
I will shoot a crossbow bolt at it, and then I'll come down the tree.
Okay. Go ahead and shoot that crossbow.
That's a 20.
All right.
An unnatural 20.
An unnatural 20. An yes. Unnatural wolf.
1 point of piercing damage.
Okay. Yeah.
We got him on the ropes.
He's still up. Shocking. And he is going to go. He's next. And he will lunge at you, Razor.
Okay.
And, oh, he misses with a natural one. So you hit him with your crossbow bolt, and he rears up, spins around, and snarls. And you can see that his eyes are pure white, like there's Duergar. He's slathering that horrible yellow fluid. Half of his jaw is exposed. The flesh is all ripped off from there. He has a huge hole in his midsection that you can see through. Looks really unpleasant. He lunges at you and catches his own jaw as he misses you. And just for a second, the sinews and muscles that are all messed up in his face, he's just kind of stuck and he's having trouble opening his mouth, which is pretty horrible. But yeah. He misses you nonetheless. The beta, however, is going to try to succeed where his counterpart failed. And that is a 21.
Oh, that will hit.
So, yeah, he snaps at you as he watches the alpha have trouble with his own face. The beta now jumps up at you, gets up on his back feet, and then just takes a bite out of your right shoulder for 5 points of piercing damage. And we go to non-entangled wolf. He's going to be able to get to you, Razor, but not attack. And then I have the two entangled wolves. So, nope, they are stuck. They are just tearing with their jaws at the foliage that's come up around them, these flowers, and you're just ripping them up, but they are stuck, not able to do anything. And then the smaller wolf sees this happening and stops in his tracks and looks back, but he doesn't take any other action, or it doesn't take any action. I'll not gender this wolf, because we do not know, and it's its own business for right now. Might become a thing later on, who knows. And then we go back up to Kiernan. You'd be surprised.
I will shoot again at the large wolf.
Okay.
That will be a 23 to hit.
Oh, that will hit for sure.
A whopping 5 points of damage.
Okay, well, so the wolf drops down and then lurches back up again. But he's wobbly, but he seems to be up. And if it's possible for it to be acting even more unnaturally, it is. Zika.
I am going to action movie style jump out of the tree while swinging my shillelagh. Of course, I will give my patented Black Oak Fool Crusher as I leap upon whichever one looks strongest right now. So I guess that's probably the beta.
The beta, yeah. The beta hasn't taken any damage yet. I'm just picturing this anthropomorphic weasel flying out of a tree with a club at a wolf, and it's the coolest thing I could ever imagine.
It really is.
Go for it.
That is a 17.
17 hits for sure.
That would be 7 points of damage.
Okay. Zika flies out of the tree and just lands right next to this wolf, clubs it on the side of the head, and it just wheels back and then turns around and looks just like shocked in its weird, undead, non-feeling way. So maybe it's not shocked, but you feel like it should be.
Come at me, a great beast.
And next, Razor. All of a sudden, Zika has joined your side. The alpha has that look like that one zombie did when it fell down and then got back up again.
14 hit that alpha?
Yes, it does.
5 points of damage?
5 points of damage, and it drops.
Is the beta close enough that I can
strike
it? Oh, yeah,
they're all right on.
All right. At that point, I will strike the beta.
All right.
And that's a 15. Sorry.
Beam hits.
8 points of damage.
It also drops for a second. And it, too, seems to stop, get back up again, and loll unnaturally at you. And it actually goes next. So mostly dead wolf is going to attack you again. The beta just kind of lolls up and then snaps at you again and misses. Then we have third wolf, which is going to come at Zika. It attempts to bite you, and that is a 19.
Yes.
Okay. That will do 11 points of damage.
That is a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. Actually, you have to give me a strength saving throw.
That is not a lot. That is 4.
Okay, you fall down. You're prone. They have tripped. Okay, so once again, we have two wolves that are stuck in the brambles, and they're going to try to get out. Wow, they roll even worse. So yeah, they're still just snapping at these weeds that seem to keep growing around them as fast as they try to rip through them. And they are very unhappy. And then we go to the small wolf. Seeing Zika get knocked down, lunges and makes for that wolf and unfortunately misses. But he is at your side right now, Zika. And we go to Kiernan, who's still up in the tree.
I will sling my longbow over my shoulder, pull out my short sword, and use one of the tree branches to drop down, hopefully between that third wolf and Zika.
Okay, give me a acrobatics. You have no problem jumping out of the trees. It's just to place yourself.
Gotcha. I get a 14.
Okay, yes, you are able to place yourself between Zika and that wolf. So, yeah, like a hero from the sky, Kiernan launches out of the tree with his short sword and lands between Zika and the wolf, and you can go ahead and attack.
Great. And that is an 18.
Oh, well, that'll hit.
Slice 4. 9 points of damage.
Oh, yeah, you just come down on that wolf. Where were you aiming for?
Probably near its neck.
You come down and you just hack it through, you know, almost halfway through its neck. If this was a normal wolf, it would definitely be dead. And then back to Zika.
I will hop up and then I will take a guarded step around the other side of Kiernan so that I can swing at this wolf.
Okay, go ahead.
That will be a 15.
15 hits.
That's not the last of me. That will do 7 points of damage.
All right.
As I crack it along the shoulder, bring my club down into the meat of its shoulder.
So you bring your club down and smash into the shoulder, and between that and the big slice Kiernan did halfway through its neck, its head just goes flying off. And this one does not get back up.
Yes.
It is D-E-A-D dead. And then Razor, so the alpha is down. The beta is in front of you right now, still lolling like the alpha did.
All right, and I will strike at it with my mace. And in the dark, which I should be able to see in, I trip and miss.
All righty. It happens to the best of us. And the beta will take the opportunity to take another bite at you.
Be fair, he got promoted.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he is alpha now, so. Yeah. And he will miss once again. And we're just down to the two guys who were just stuck. Alrighty. Well, good news for them is they finally fight their way out of that bramble patch. And they will be able to close with you. And then a small wolf is going to snap at one of those wolves that just came in. So the small wolf leaps over the corpse of the one that just got its head knocked off and attempts to bite one of its perhaps former packmates. And a valiant attempt, but once again, comes up short. And we go back up to Kiernan.
The beta's still up, right?
Yes.
All right, I will attempt to swing my short sword at the beta. And that is an 18 to hit.
Well, that is a hit.
And that will only do 6 points of damage.
Okay, so yeah, you smash into the seemingly indestructible Beta, and your sword comes down and slashes all the way through its side, and whatever is left of its gut just come flying out and hit the ground, and it no longer seemed to have the ability to have enough of itself still physical to move, so it's dead. I mean, it's dead. It's gone. And then we go to Zika.
Right, I will try to crack one of the Bramble Patch Wolves.
Perhaps the new alpha of the pack.
Yes. that is a 22.
Oh yeah, that'll hit.
That will do 11 points of damage as I bring my club in an uppercut fashion and
crack it on the
side of the jaw.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah, you crack it and almost knock its head off. The neck snaps and the whole thing just almost like flies up, and then it sets back down and looks at you with that unearthly, weird kind of lolling, I'm not quite dead yet look. That means to say that he has succeeded his undead fortitude roll. So, here we are. And then we go to Razor.
I'll also smack that one myself.
Alrighty, go ahead.
21, so I come in straight at its jaw with the mace, smack it across the face for 7 points of damage.
All right, yeah, and so Zika shot almost took its head off, and then you could bring back down with a mace and just thump it's another headless wolf, just kind of just falls down in the dirt. And then the final wolf looks past all of you at this small, fearsome, still living, still uninfected wolf, and then makes a crazed lunge at it. And will hit.
It's alpha versus alpha.
Yeah.
One pack and the alpha of the other pack. There's only one for each.
To be fair, they're both omegas too.
So the wolf just flies at the smaller wolf, kind of takes a chunk out of its side, and it yelps, but is still up, but it's got a nasty looking wound. And then we go to that wolf. There we go, finally. And so the smaller wolf, leaning up from the horrible shot it took, stands back up and then rips a hole in pretty much the same area of this wolf. And they lock eyes in that duel of fates kind of thing. And then we go back up top to Kiernan.
I will go ahead and try to strike at that wolf who just hit the non-infected wolf. I'm actually going to come around behind it, slice at its back.
Okay.
And that is going to be a 21 to hit.
21 will hit.
And that is 9 points of damage.
Okay. Describe how you kill this final wolf.
All right. Since I come up behind it, I'm going to actually do sort of a slice across its back. And the cut is so deep that it sort of almost splits the wolf too.
All right, yeah, so you just hack this thing in two and it hits the ground and everything kind of stops, and you have this one small wolf who just falls over on its side and starts licking at this wound, and it doesn't seem to have the normal fear that it should of people, which is strange, but Kiernan, this all of a sudden just feels very familiar to you. And the wolf, it's whimpering. It's got a pretty nasty wound.
I will drop to my knee, put my sword on the ground, and just sort of hold my hands up and slowly try to reach out very slowly as if I'm going to touch it and see if it allows me to do so.
At first, there's the hesitance, and then it just stops and allows you to touch it.
All right, and I will do cure wounds on it.
Okay.
I want to cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
Seems like a useful time for that kind of spell.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
The first thing I'll say is we're going to help you.
All right.
Don't be afraid. We're only going to help you.
It looks at you and says, hurts. Hurts.
Aye, it'll hurt for a moment. We'll deal with that. Let my friend help you.
And then with that, the wolf looks over to Kiernan and says, friend.
Aye.
Kiernan, you almost understand that without having your Speak with Animals on.
Gotcha.
It's like a similar kind of sound that Shadow Dancer would make.
Says it's your friend.
Oh, it's comforting. And I will touch it very gently and try try to heal its wound.
Yeah, so you're able to cast Cure Wounds on it.
That will be 9 points healed.
Okay. So, kind of like before, if you're examining this wolf, you will see that the wound closes. However, there is still this black, veiny mark that remains.
We have to figure out how to get this poison, this disease out. Razor, I know you have some friends, perhaps?
Yes, I'm sure the forge could purify it in fire.
That doesn't sound that great.
No.
Well, there are other methods, too. I was just seeing how attached you were to your new friend. You seem to fight quite well, almost if you were a member of the same pack.
For a second there, the wolf gives a little bit of a growl at Razor, but then stops because he reads the room. Examining the wolf, as far as gender goes, Kiernan, tell me what you see. I mean, not specifically what you see. We all know what you'd see, but, you know. Male, female. I'll go ahead and just let you decide that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, should I leave it up to chance? Yes. It is female.
Okay.
What's happened to your pack?
I'm not going to do wolf speak for all of this because it would take forever, but the implication is that her pack was heading towards the farm and came back and were wrong. Like, they went off one day. She did not go with them. She was still too young. And they came back and they were wrong. They smelled bad and they started to chase her.
Do you know where it was that they were gone? What direction that they had been heading when this took place?
They just say towards the wall. They would generally hunt by following the wall and then coming upon the farm from the east.
Do you think you could lead us there? Do you think you could follow their scent, this strange change to their scent back, perhaps take us to where it happened?
She can try.
Zika, ask her name.
What's your name?
Cub. I haven't hunted yet, so I don't have a name.
I'll pass that on to Kiernan.
So she will lead you to an area off to the side of the wall. The farm is near Southgate, and the section of the wall that they hunt meets the back wall of Hogsbane Alley.
Mm.
And you see that there is a guard tower that is posted on that section of the wall. It doesn't look like it's currently manned, but there is a big hole in the side of that guard tower.
A hole in the side of the guard tower.
Yeah, and if you look in...
It's not a very good guard tower.
No,
it's really bad, actually. And it looks like that hole goes into that guard tower, which does not appear to be in use. And there's a split in the door that leads out into Hogsbane Alley. You're like, oh man, if we knew about this before, we could have just snuck in through this. But who would have thought that this is so bad? But yeah, there you have it. So it's possible that something came out of there in the time that infection could have been going on. Also, the wolves range all over the place, but it stands to reason that there's a good chance that that's probably what it was.
When there's infected wolves coming out of the place where there were infected humans and Dwargar, you kind of think they might be connected.
Mm, maybe.
Maybe.
Razor,
mm-hmm.
You will notice actually the wound that you had from that wolf. You feel like you should be infected again.
Right.
But it doesn't appear that you are.
Okay.
Which gives you the belief possibly that once this infection has been cured, you essentially build up an immunity to it. Now, Zika, looking at your wound, you'll notice there's nothing. No outward signs of infection. So you seem to be fine. However, this wolf here does appear to be infected.
Well, you could either lead him into the city, to the forge for potential healing, or perhaps bring a healer out here.
I will ask Cub what she would like to do. If she would like to come into the city for healing, I will explain that because of the bite, what happened to her pack is likely to happen to her as well. But we can heal her, or we can get somebody to heal her, but she would either have to come into the city with us, or we would have to bring a healer out to her.
I will go into the city with my friend.
Kiernan?
Yes.
she will only come into the city in your watch.
I certainly will go with you. I hope we will go together, all three of us, four of us, I suppose.
It's important for you to keep near her.
Absolutely. I will do so. I am able to heal one of you, Zika or Razor, if you would like.
I healed myself already.
You did? Okay.
But if anybody else needs healing.
I could use some healing, and that way, if I need to, I can cast the Speak with Animals again.
I will do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is 7 points back.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, so you are able to take Cub into the city. The Cub clings to Kiernan's side, but being that she is a small wolf, she could very well be a wolf dog or just a, you know, some kind of mutt that looks like a wolf. You know, people don't freak out at seeing this wolf. It's just like a small dog. So no one is really paying you any mind. You get to the forge and Brenna will heal the wolf and she will examine Razor. Well, I think I have the answer to that question.
That you can't be infected more than once?
It looks like once you are infected, if you are cured, your body gains a natural immunity to the virus, or at least dwarves. But still, that's a good sign.
That is a good sign.
I've been hearing more stories about strange disappearances, and I think this might be spreading in the lower half, but I have not been able to find where exactly it is. I have been educating the other priests of this temple, and I have been talking to other priests of the other nearby temples. Well, I've also checked everything over with Umir, of course, and he has left it to me to be the infection czar. I don't know. I'm taking point on this issue, so I have people out there looking for signs of this infection, but I haven't heard of any attacks as of yet, so hopefully that means anyone who has been afflicted of it is still, you know, even if they die a natural death, they'll rise again, so it might be hard. But she basically assures you that she's on it for right now as far as, you know, the immediate area, so.
So, Forge Master Forge Cloak has left the undead contagion up to you, the Dwergar beneath the city up to you, the tunnel that leads out from underneath the city to you, and appears to be canoodling with his Claudian friend.
Yeah, that really seems like what's going on.
Do others seem to realize this? Must be some.
Yes, there are indeed some acolytes who have shown a concern, but there are still more than enough that are old friends. He's done a lot of favors for the people who came up with him. So anything he's missing, they will cover.
Is he aware of a legion of Claudians a mere 5 miles outside the city?
I don't know. Is there a legion of Claudians 5 miles outside of the city?
That is what I have heard.
That's news to me. He might be. He might not be. That's a good question.
This is a pattern of behavior that almost describes a dereliction of duty.
One could say, yes. One could also say, to twist his words, to say that he has his best person on the job and that he's looking out for the interest of the Forge. He's really good at twisting things. But I have heard back from the office of the Temple Master, and she will meet with you at the end of the week. She has some time to set aside for you, and she wants to hear whatever you have to say about the current situation in the city.
Well,
in the meantime,
hope the Claudians don't march a mere 5 miles between now and then.
Yes, well, in the meantime, the unrest in the city is getting pretty out of hand as well. I know you had been running around a lot talking to the guard.
Yes, I have an idea. Anyone of any sort of authority that I could talk to. I've heard that the Shadow Consortium wants a place on the council. There's a legion of Claudians on the outside. There's unrest in the inside of the city. The gangs are disappearing as if from nowhere. The sewer jacks have infiltrated. I can't help but think those two things are connected. I would think if we gave the Shadow Consortium what they wanted, a seat on the council in return for the defense of the city against the incoming threat of the Claudians, they could use the sewers to appear out of nowhere and harry them. Of course, we'd have to tax them, because, you know, they'd be going legit.
So, just to... And I'm not disagreeing with you. All but two members of the council have been very vehement on this score. One being the Temple Master, who has really not shown up to any of those votes. And the Master of Public Works.
I have a bit of a relationship with the Master of Public Works down here in this part of the city. Perhaps I can show some influence that way.
I think if you were able to show a face to the Council of the Shadow Consortium, and if they were made to understand what is really going on, and that they could actually be a help, it could sway things. But you need to be able to speak with them directly.
Well, if some of the sewer jacks are as disreputable and connected as I think they are, I might be able to send that up the line of communication and see if you can arrange a meeting.
All right. Well, good luck with that, and I will stay on my side of this.
Have you seen Loretta Bumblecrouch? There seems to be some unrest that she was not treated well here. Umar assures me that she returned to Redbox, but I find that hard to believe, based on their apparent anger.
Yes, well, strangely enough, I had heard that she had been sent back as well, but I went back down to the cells where she was held to investigate and was unable to get entry.
Hmm.
Apparently, Sabina's personal guard are using those cells. They're apparently staying there.
Oh, so, that makes complete sense.
If she's down there, she's being guarded. But in the meantime, I will see what I can find out.
You might want to see who else is open-minded among the acolytes. People that are quiet right now, but have an open mind.
Yes, I will stay on this.
I have no ambition of my own.
Oh yes, that is well known.
Good.
All right, so it takes a little bit of digging,
mm-hmm.
but you are able to get a message to the sewer jacks
mm-hmm.
through a circuitous network of handing off notes through the director of public works, who will give you latitude mm-hmm. because he wants to find out really what's going on. So a message will get to them. And by the end of the day that you start that telephone game going, you receive a note
okay.
at the inn where you're staying. And it says this: Brother Flaskmaster, we are pleased at your interest in our organization. We are very much open to discussion with the church. But being that we are an organization that values intention, we must know that you have a true desire to work with us. So we will meet with you on one condition. There is an unlicensed goblin fighting pit in Shadyside. It is no longer operating under the auspices of our organization. If you are able to break this ring and have them cease their operations or follow our rules, we will meet with you. You are able to handle this in any way you see fit, as long as you, and this is all in capitals, do not involve the authorities. To find this fighting pit, you must look for Andy Gurr in Shadyside. And that last name is spelled G-E-R. And you also notice that this name is not capitalized.
Okay.
Shadyside is, as Zika and Kiernan remember, that was where they met Tahar, where Durbin's body was, and all that nonsense that Razor is oblivious to. But anyways, so that's what you need to do. So what do?
Pocket the note and contact my friends.
I assume you all meet up at the tavern?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sure you're aware of the many problems that are going on in this city, as we've discussed some of them.
Perhaps not as well as you do.
Well, perhaps.
We've found ourselves in the position where we're fixing all the problems.
Yeah.
Not quite sure how that happened.
I'm not either. But the idea of fixing some of the problems would come with the Shadow Consortium becoming a member of the Council.
The what?
The Shadow Consortium. The,
Thieves Guild or something.
Something like that. But if they become members of the Council, they'll have to go legitimate and pay taxes. I'm sure they'll agree to that.
I would just like to point out that no one has said that but you.
I know.
I know. But that just tells you how Razor's mind works. Like, obviously, they would have to do this. Which is, you know, which is a good assumption to make, but at the same time, you're like, they say, you know, but I just thought that was funny. Anyways, continue.
But in order to get their assistance, we need to help them. Evidently, there's an unlawful goblin fighting ring that won't follow even their rules. They want a stop put to it and perhaps brought back under their control with the stipulation that no cops. So,
so we can either break up the ring or make them pay dues to the Shadow Consortium.
Or follow their rules anyways. So I imagine, yes, it's dues.
I'd just as soon break it up.
Same.
Very well. What do you think, Cub?
The speak with animals doesn't go forever, so.
Yeah. She looks over at Razor, then she looks up at Kiernan, and then just opens her mouth and her tongue just starts going, like, yeah, let's do this. And as you look around the table at your friends, you feel a new sense of purpose rise in you. You feel like Razor's plan, as insane as it is, just might be the key to saving this city. A man of law, a man of the cloth, joining together the council and the Thieves Guild, might save the soul of this city. And with that renewed sense of purpose, you all feel stronger, you all feel more clear-headed, and you all, most importantly, are now third level.
And I'd like to reiterate something. I've never once called them the Thieves Guild.
No, that was me. That was my
yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know that. Yep, yep. We will stop there for this week. I just had this goblin fighting ring thing on my mind, and I was like, I have to find a way to force this thing, because it's the more it just went around in my head, the more I
Yeah, I really wanted to do the goblin fighting thing. I just had no reason to.
No, you had, that's literally, you had no reason to. So I had to.
Stacks of priorities.
As usual, I had to railroad you into it. But
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, we've not encountered goblins. And, you know, Rick created goblins. And I really think that goblins are necessary.
Yeah, and they're kind of fun. These goblins are kind of fun. Is they're not your typical goblins.
Exactly. Thank you all for hanging in with us, but it was very important that I get Kiernan his animal companion. And I think now that I have firmly got you on the path to go to a goblin fighting ring, and I've made that integral to the plot of this game, that I feel justified as a GM, and I'd just like to thank everyone out there for helping one man's dream come true. And until then, y'all take it easy.
Stay safe.
And send us a name for this group. You know, we're out of names, so.
Yeah, yes. I'll come up with a poll. We have an email address now. That's right. You can send us an electronic mail.
Fancy.
Yes, at entropypod. That's entropypod at gmail.com. If you have any questions about, you know, what's going on, if you have any gripes, you want to pound me about rules I've messed up, I don't care. I'll take anything at this point. entropypod@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening.